Section 9, obtaining and playing audible content on your stream. Your stream has the ability to play audible content. Audible content consists of things like books, magazines, newspapers, radio shows, podcasts, and more. Audible is a subscription service that's available on the internet, and their website can be found at www.audible, spelled AUDIBLE.com. There is a monthly or yearly cost associated with this service, and you can find out more information at their website. We will not go into the details here, as these could change, and you'll get the most up-to-date information directly from their website. In this section of the tutorial, we're going to assume the following. 1. That you have become a member of Audible. 2. That you know your username and password. This is very important, because without this information, we cannot activate the stream, therefore not allowing you to play Audible content. And 3. That you've downloaded and installed the Audible Manager software. The Audible Manager software is available from the software link off of audible.com. When installing the Audible Manager software, you'll be given an opportunity to select a mobile device. The Victor Reader Stream is an option in this list. However, during the installation of the Audible Manager software, we suggest you select No Mobile Device. It's the very first item in the list of mobile devices. Just press the Home key to get to it. We'll show you how to add the device and activate it during this tutorial. The latest version number at the time of recording of Audible Manager is 5.1.0.2. You want to make sure that you're running the latest version. To do this, open up Audible Manager and select the Help menu with Alt-H followed by the About command, which is the letter A. You'll get a dialog box which will show you the current version number. If you're not running at least version 5.1, go to the Audible website and download the latest version. This is mainly meant for users who are already Audible customers and who have had the Audible Manager software on their machine for some time. If you're installing for the first time, there's no need to check the version number. You'll be downloading the latest version from the website. What will we cover in this section? First, we'll show you how to configure Audible Manager for more optimal use with a screen reader. What we're going to show you is how to enable sounds within Audible Manager. These will give you some feedback and will provide some help within Audible Manager. Next, we'll show you how to add a device, this being the Victor Reader Stream, to Audible Manager. Next, we'll activate your SD card that's inside your stream. This requires your username and password, so make sure you have that available. We'll then go get some content off of the Audible website. From here, we're going to allow it to download that to your stream, and then we'll show you how you can play that content on your stream. We will show you the unique navigation levels that are available on the stream with Audible content. Let's get started. The first thing that you need to do is you need to make sure your stream is turned off and then connect your stream to your computer. Take the long USB cable out of the box and connect one end to your computer and the other end to your stream, again making sure that the stream is turned off. Once the cables are properly connected, you can then turn the stream on. I'm holding my stream in my hand and I'm now going to turn the stream on. Normally, we connect the stream to the computer to allow you to hear it more clearly, and we'll do that when we play a book from Audible using the stream. But for now, I have the stream in my hand and we're going to use the external speaker. And let's go ahead now and turn on the stream.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Player connected.
It said player connected, and now the computer should recognize it and tell us what drive it is, like
dialogue.
This.
Removable disk I. What do you want Windows to do? Take no action.
In this case, it says, what would you like us to do? Because there's lots of content on my SD card, and it really doesn't know what to do with the data. In this case, I don't want it to do anything. So let's go ahead and press Enter here, meaning take no action. The next thing is to open Audible Manager. Again, we're going to assume that you've already installed it. I'm going to press the Windows key.
Start menu.
And then P for programs.
P. Programs P.
And
A,
then A,
A. A. Audible Manager pull down.
Until we get to Audible Manager, and I'll press Enter.
Audible Download Manager. Manages download of Audible audio programs.
We don't want that, but we want this. We'll down arrow once.
Audible Manager. Location C program files Audible bin.
And we'll press Enter.
Menu closed. Start. Button. App starting. Audible Manager. Menu closed. No selected item. List view. Arrow.
I currently have nothing in my Audible Manager library, and I have no devices configured at the moment. The next thing that I want to do is to enable sounds within Audible Manager. So let's go ahead and do that by selecting the Edit menu, followed by the Options command off of that menu. So the keystrokes will be Alt-E, followed by O. So I'll press that now. Alt-E.
Context menu. O. Menu closed. Property sheet. Audible Manager options. Sound. Turn off sound effects. O. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
By default, Audible Manager turns off sounds, but we want them enabled. So let's do an up arrow.
Sound. Enable sound effects. E. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
And now we'll simply press the Enter key.
Dialog. Audible Manager. To enable Audible Manager sound effect files must be downloaded. Do you want to download sound files now? Yes, Y. Button. No, N. Button. Yes. Y. Button.
And yes, we want to download sound files, so let's press the Y key.
Property sheet. Audible Manager options. Sound. Enable sound effects. E. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2. App starting. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Audible Manager components done. Installing component Audible Manager sound effects. Downloading file effects.cap 1 of 1.
And now we have sounds enabled. Now that sounds are enabled in Audible Manager, you'll hear a sound when it starts, when you shut it down, and when transfers are done from Audible Manager's library to your stream. The next thing that we're going to do is add your stream as a device to Audible Manager. I'm going to press Alt-D, followed by D. Here we are.
Context menu. Add new device. D dialog. D. Menu closed. Yes. Y. Button. Dialog. Audible Manager Components Update. Audible Manager Component Update will connect to Audible site and retrieve the list of available components. If you are not connected to the internet, please connect now. Do you want to continue? Yes, Y. Button. No, N. Button.
And yes, we do want to continue, so let's press Y.
Y. Menu closed. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Audible Manager Components Install. Retrieving Components Information. Group Box. Connect to Audible.com. D. Download configuration file. Parsing configuration file. Download components information. Default. Cancel. Button. Audible Manager. Custom control. Menu closed. Dialog. Audible Manager mobile devices update. Select the mobile devices you want to add or update. Alienware CEIV. Not installed. 43 KB. No selected item. List box. 1 of 48.
To get to the Victor Reader stream, press the letter V.
V. Victor Reader stream. Not installed. 279 KB. 34 of 48.
We'll press the space bar to select it.
Space. Victor Reader stream. Not installed. 279 KB. 34 of 48.
And we'll tab to the OK button and press the space bar on it.
OK. Button. Space. Custom control. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Audible Manager components done. Installing component Victor Reader stream device plugin. Downloading file phumanware.cap 1 of 3. Estimated time left. Transfer rate. Default. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Audible Manager web install. Audible Manager is running. Update must close Audible Manager to install components files. Press OK to close. Audible Manager. Default. OK. Button. OK. Button.
Audible Manager needs to close, so we'll press the space bar on the OK button.
Space. Goldwar-Untitled 1. Tuar Review. Multi-document window. Menu closed. Copying file from 2. Static box. Dialog. Completing Audible Manager web install. Dialog. Audible Manager web install. In order to complete the installation of new components, you must reboot your computer before continuing to use Audible software. Do you want to reboot your computer now? Yes, Y. Button. No, N. Button. Yes. Y. Button.
If you are prompted to reboot your computer, go ahead and press Y, and then come back to the tutorial, and go ahead and continue from there. I've gone ahead and restarted Audible Manager, and the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to activate the Audible Manager with the stream. So we're going to do that from the device menu again, so we'll press Alt-D.
D. Audible Manager. Audible Manager. No selected item. Context menu. Add new device. D dialog. A. Menu closed. Edit box. Password. Dialog. Activate your device. Star.
And you should be prompted for your username and password. And if you've already installed the software, it should know your username. If not, go ahead and enter it. You may be on the OK button, or it may have put you on the password field. It really depends. Let's tab through the dialog box.
OK. Button. Cancel. Button. Edit box. Username. Jeffress. Edit box. Password.
And I've already entered the password. I'll tab to the OK button.
OK. Button.
And I'll press the space bar.
Space. Hourglass. Audible Manager. Menu closed. No selected item. List view.
If you do not get any errors, then your activation process was completed successfully. If you plan on using multiple SD cards with Audible content, then you'll need to either copy the $VRAudible folder to each SD card that's on this card currently, or you could simply just activate each card by inserting the card into the stream and activating it using Audible Manager. It's really up to you. Using Audible Manager is quick and easy, so that would be probably the preferred method. Now that we have added the Victor Reader Stream as a device to Audible Manager, and now that we have activated an SD card, we are ready to go get some content from the Audible website, from your My Library section. This will assume that you've bought some content already on Audible, and so let's go ahead and do that now. We need to browse to the website at www.audible.com, and we'll need to log in. Let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to press Windows key R.
Menu closed. Combo. Edit box. Open O. www.audible.com. 1 of 26. Dialogue.
And there it is. Let's press Enter.
Desktop. Windows Internet Explorer. App starting. 35 links. Visited link D member login link D buy gifts link D redeem gifts link D help visited link home link browse audio link up.
We're now on the website and we need to go to the member login link. So let's go to the top and move down the page.
Top.
I did that with Control Home.
Link visited list 1 with 4 visited link D member login.
There it is. We'll press Enter.
Arrow 64 links 5 headings. Link skip to main content visited link audible.com.
And we're going to go back to the top.
Top.
And we're going to move to the text fields that are here on this page. With JAWS for Windows, you'll use the F key. And with WindowEyes, as we're using, you'll use the letter C. So let's move there.
Keyword combo box.
This is a combo box here for the search. We don't want this. The next one is an edit control for the search content that you want to enter, and then the third one will be the username. So let's go to the third one.
Edit box. Go button. Edit box.
There we are. Let's press enter on this and enter our username and password.
Browse off. Username. GFBIS. Password.
And our password.
Star.
And we'll press enter.
Sign in. Button. Login. 157 links, 1 frame, 3 tables, 5 headings. Top. Link audible, link credits, 0. Visited link logout, link account D, list 1 with link D by G, link D, end of list, list 2 with link home. Visited link my library.
Here's the My Library link, and we'll press enter on that.
83 links, 30 on clicks, 3 tables.
And now we have some content from our library listed here. In this case, I know that the file that we want to get is at the bottom of the list. For this reason, let's go to the bottom of the page with Control End.
Bottom.
And then let's do a Shift C with Window Eyes or a Shift F with JAWS for Windows.
3.5 MP combo box, select audio format.
And let's move up the page with the up arrow.
Zero newspaper, click to right, on click, on click, on click, on click, on click, link Weekend Journal 11302007.
This is the Weekend Wall Street Journal for November 30th, 2007. And let's go ahead now and select the file format that we need. In this case, the stream will only accept file format 4. Audible has 4 different file formats, and format 4 is the highest quality. Let's press C.
3.5 MP combo box, select audio format.
And we're going to press enter here.
Browse off, select audio format, 3.5 MP combo box, arrow.
And we're going to use the up arrow key to select file format 4.
411 MP.
It's obviously a little bit bigger. We're then going to go ahead and tab out of this.
Download it. Picture link.
And we're going to press the enter key on download it.
Dialog. Verifying audhelper.atroomcdl.audible.com. My library Windows Internet Explorer. Audible Download Manager. Cancel. Button.
And we're now downloading the content, and then it will automatically be transferred to the Victor Reader stream. This is a short file, so it shouldn't take too long.
Audible Manager. Menu closed. Menu closed. Abort transfer. Button. Dialogue.
We're now transferring.
Transferring audio to human VR stream. Current status. Group box. Initiating content transfer. Zero. Abort transfer. Button. Audible Manager. Menu closed. No selected item. List view. App starting. Arrow.
And the content is now available on your stream. We now have the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition for November 30th in our library on our local hard drive, as well as on your stream on its SD card. However, I want to show you something else. It's very important that you know how to transfer content using the Audible Manager software in a situation where you've downloaded the content using the Audible Manager and the website, but you didn't have the stream on hand. So let's go ahead and pretend like that is the situation. And let's go ahead and remove your stream from the system. So the first thing we need to do is use the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard, and we'll go ahead and do that now. So I'm going to bring up the list of icons in the system tray using Window Eyes, Insert S.
Scanning system tray.
If you're using JAWS for Windows, use Insert F11 to bring up the list of icons available in the system tray.
Dialog. System tray. Window Eyes. List box. 1 of 15.
And I'm going to use the S key.
S. Safely remove hardware. 12 of 15.
And we're going to left click on that. So let's tab to that button.
Single left click. S. Button.
And let's go ahead and activate that.
Space. Audible Manager. Menu closed. Context menu. Safely remove USB mass storage device drive IS.
And that's the one that we want. So let's go ahead and press enter on that.
Menu closed. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the system.
And it's now successfully removed. Let's go ahead and be sure of that by going ahead and turning off the stream. And now the stream is turned off. Let's go back to the Audible website, and let's go back to the My Library section and get another Wall Street Journal from the library.
Audible Manager, My Library Windows Internet Explorer, My Library Windows Internet Explorer, 84 links, 30 on clicks, 3 tables.
Let's go to the bottom.
Bottom. 411 MP combo box, select audio, 34 MP combo box, select audio format.
Here's another one, let's just make sure.
On click, link Weekend Journal 12072007.
Sure enough. Let's go back to there so we can select the appropriate file format in case it's not selected properly, and I don't think that it is. So Let's use C.
34 MB combo box. Browse off. Select 49 MB.
This file is 9 megabytes in size. That's fine. Let's go ahead and press Tab.
Download it. Picture link.
And we're going to press Enter on the Download It link.
Audible Download Manager. Cancel. Button.
And here we go again. It's downloading it, and this time it should not transfer it because the device is not even here.
Audible Manager. Menu closed. Weekend Journal 11302007. Title. Weekend Journal.
And we have it here now. So, the next thing we need to do is we need to get the stream back onto the system. So let's go ahead and do that.
No selected item. List view.
Let's turn the Victor Reader stream back on.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Player connected.
And again, we'll go through the same process again. Yep, the computer has recognized the stream.
Menu closed. Dialog. Removable disk I. What do you want Windows to do? Take no action. List view. 5 of 5.
And I do not want to take any action, and Audible Manager has already recognized the stream. I heard it. And we'll press Escape here.
Audible Manager. Menu closed. Weekend Journal 11302. Weekend Journal 12072007. Title. Weekend Journal 12072007. Size. 8.9 MB. Running time. 38min51s.
This is a weekend journal from December 7th of 2007. And we want to transfer this to the stream. So the way to do that is to highlight it, just like we have, by using the arrow keys, and then press Control T.
T. Menu closed. Abort transfer. Button. Dialog. Transferring audio of a human VR stream. Current status. Group box. Initiating content transfer. Zero. Abort transfer. Button.
Once this transfer completes, you'll be taken back to the Audible Manager. Now, let's go ahead and listen to some of this content on the stream that we've transferred using Audible Manager. The first thing that we need to do is we need to disconnect the stream from the computer. And we'll go ahead and use the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard again. Let's activate the system tray using Insert S with WindowEyes or Insert F11 with JAWS for Windows and select the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard icon and left-click on it.
Scanning system tray. Dialog. System tray. Safely remove hardware. List box. 1 of 15.
And here's the safely remove hardware option right here, and I want to left-click on this, so let's tab to that.
Single left-click. S. Button.
We'll press the spacebar on this.
Space. Audible Manager. Menu closed. Safely remove USB mass storage device drive IS.
And that's the one that we want. It's drive I in our case, so let's press Enter.
Menu closed. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the system.
And now we can safely remove the device. And I'm going to go ahead and remove the USB cable. Now that we have disconnected our stream from the computer, let's examine the Audible content that we've downloaded and placed on our stream. When you transfer Audible content to your stream, it will appear on the Other Books bookshelf. There is not an Audible bookshelf. I'm going to press the number 1 key to get to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Other Books. 5. Books. 1.
Maestro.
And let's navigate along the bookshelf to look at our Audible content.
Graphic.
2.
Victor Reader Stream.
3.
Vocalizer.
4.
Weekend Journal November 30th, 2007.
5.
Weekend Journal December 7th, 2007.
And here is the weekend journal for December 7th. And let's go ahead and play just a little bit of this.
Weekend Journal December 7th, 2007.
This is Audible.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal weekend edition for Friday, December 7th, 2000.
Let's show you the navigation levels that are available here.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
You have normal time jump settings.
Valued at $2 million. He bought a beachfront home on the southwest tip of Australia, and...
And you also have headings as well.
Heading.
Watch what happens when we do that.
Film reviewer Joe Morgenstern loves Atonement. The catalog critic Graphic. Evaluates cold weather coveralls for babies and toddlers this week. Also on the front page of the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, this feature.
As you can see, we can jump by heading within the Weekend Edition. This actually is pretty important also in larger Audible books. These headings generally represent an Audible section. This is important to remember because you could then get to parts of a book more quickly. Let's use the Where Am I key.
Where am I? Heading 5.
And it tells you the exact heading that you're at. So if you're reading an Audible book and you need to know what heading you're at, you could simply press the Where Am I key, write that number down or remember it, and then go directly back to that heading. Let's go back to heading level 1.
Go to heading 1. Heading 1.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition for Friday, December 7th, 2000.
And let's now go back to heading level 5.
Go to heading 5. Heading 5.
And we'll press play.
Also on the front page of the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, this feature, the picket line is the place to meet a writer in LA.
You also have fast-forward and rewind capabilities. You have the sleep timer available to you. You have variable speed control. Basically, all of the features that you would normally have inside of the other book's bookshelf.